Shalom Mishpucha. Shalom family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down. That ancient Jewish anointing is merging with the new covenant Christian anointing to form a dwelling place for God, to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, hold the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. We want everyone everywhere to take souls to heaven with him. The only thing that you're going to bring to heaven will be souls. And we have a new tool. I'm speaking to the author, Neil Russell. It is a fictional historical novel that you won't be able to put down. It's such a captivating book. You're going to love it, but I want you to give this to non-believers of all ages. It's called Newton's Riddle, and it's so amazing. In fact, there's many parts of the book where it's sort of almost like the screw tape letters. You find out that what you see in the natural is being manipulated like puppets on a string in the supernatural. There are demons and there are angels. Neil, tell me about one section in the book so they'll understand what I'm speaking of.
There's a section toward the end of the book when there's an angel. There are certain angels that are given special authority. They're called archangels. And there's an archangel who's in charge of the United States. Also, my main character, Ezra Schroeder, has a protective angel. Now, it's the same angel that was Sir Isaac Newton's guardian angel. His name is Ariel. But as Ezra Schroeder is being escorted through the streets of D.C., they didn't realize there was a little demon, and this little demon is a familiar spirit that was hiding in the glove compartment. Now, we picture demons looking with like red tails and horns, but demons come in all shapes and sizes. And a lot of these demons are so small, the naked eye can't pick them up. And there was an angel in the back seat, and this angel's name is Muriel, and he didn't pick up this demon. And as they're going down the street, this demon took control of the car and caused an accident. And this changes the whole storyline. See, one thing is, as Christians, we have to understand God has given us guardian angels. And when we pray and ask God to intercede, the angels go into action. And also there's demons. And these demons they know God's plans as well as us. They read the Bible. And their role is to make sure that their time on earth is stretched out as long as possible. So there's this constant battle throughout the book between the angels and demons. The demons know God's prophetic plan. They read it from the beginning of time. The angels are there to make sure that God's prophetic plan, it works out according to God's will.
You know, the subtitle of your brand new historical fictional novel book, Newton's Riddle, the subtitle is the Psalm 83 Conspiracy Revealed. Explain that.
Psalm 83, which was written over 2,500 years ago, is one of those prophecies which I believe has not come true, that all of the surrounding nations that were written in by, I believe, David at that time, were given special names according to that time, but those people groups also exist in our present day. And if it's okay if I can list the ancient names and also the present-day descendants? Okay. First of all, mentioned in Psalm 83, and it says that these nations, these ancient nations, one day in the future will conspire to destroy Israel, so they would be a nation no more. And here are their present-day descendants. The Edomites are the descendants of Esau, are the present-day Palestinians living in Gaza and Israel and also in the Jordan. The Ishmaelites, the descendants of Abraham's oldest son, now populate the entire Saudi Arabian peninsula. The Moabites and the Ammonites were descendants of Lot's sons by his oldest and youngest daughters, are now the present-day Jordanians. The Hagarenians, the descendants of Hagar, today's Egyptians. The descendants of Gebel are today's Lebanese. The Amalekites are also the descendants of Esau, populate the northern Sinai and also Jordan. And the Philistines are the descendants of Noah's son Ham. Their descendants are presently found living in Gaza. And the ancient people who inhabit Tyre today, are living in Lebanon. And finally, we have Assur, who is the descendant of Abraham's son Shem. His descendants comprise the present-day nations of Syria, Iraq, and northern Iran. These are the very countries right now that are surrounding Israel, and these are the very countries that are sworn to make sure the Israelis one day will be 50 miles out into the Mediterranean.
And isn't it amazing? God says in Psalm 83, and this has never happened in history, that all of these enemies will literally consult together against Israel and take crafty counsel and be in unity. And in your book, that's part of the plot what are some of the things that are going on in your book?
Sid, all of the major players that I just mentioned are right in the newspaper today. Not only Psalm 83, but Isaac Newton saw the combination of Psalm 83 and also Ezekiel chapter 38. In Ezekiel 38, Magog and Gog from the north combine with all of these Muslim nations, especially Iran, and they plot to destroy Israel, to push Israel 50 miles out into the ocean. And I really believe that this is what the book will show the people. It shows how the demons working with these nations plot this together. And this is something that will happen sometime in the very near future, and the book brings us right to that point. When these nations, the combination of all the nations mentioned in Psalm 83 and also all of the nations that are mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 38, these are events that have not taken place. These are events that were in the future when Isaac Newton took a look at it. I believe they're in our near future. I believe these could happen in the very, very near future.
I can see why the devil does not want Christians to get a hold of this novel, because it's so readable and it's so now. I mean, it's like you'll turn on the news tonight and you'll hear something that you just read in the book. I think it's amazing that you were able to get this out so quickly.
Sid, I sit back every night and read the news and I say, oh my gosh, this is in chapter 23. This is about to happen. And, you know, I praise God that we're sitting here talking right now about events that are in a book that I wrote 2 years ago that are happening. It's God's perfect timing, that all the players that are mentioned in the Bible that were in 2,000 years ago are now in place. And I really believe that very soon this will all happen. So that's one of the reasons that I believe God put on my heart to write this book. And I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share this with the world.
Okay, Neil, there was something you said on Tuesday that I feel you're supposed to emphasize again. You were not acting like the spiritual head of your family. Explain, when the devil tried to take your wife out with cancer.
Yes, Sid, back when we found out that my wife had cancer, I really depended upon other Christians. I didn't take on that spiritual role because I feel this is an important message I need to tell men, that we have dropped the ball. It's biblical that the man is the spiritual head of their family. We as men are called, Christian men are called to pray the verses that God gave us, the healing verses, the protective verses that are in the Bible over our wives.
Now, before you had the breakthrough with your wife and her being totally cancer-free, what did you do?
I immediately took on my role as the spiritual head with the authority of Jesus' name, and I walked around my house 7 times. The first time, I cast out all the demons from my property. The second time is I prayed angels around my house. Then we have this little yellow book at our church, which is called The 39 Stripes of Jesus, which has every healing verse imaginable in the Bible, and I prayed those around my house. And from that moment forward, Sid, I prayed every single day, and I still continue to pray, because Satan's not going to give up. I mean, just one victory is great, but from now until Jesus' return, we do battle. This is spiritual warfare, and we use it, the Word of God. So I pray all the time over my wife, over my children, over my grandchildren. I pray over the kids at my classroom and my neighborhood. This is what I believe God has called the men to do.
You're actually a different person after this occurred.
Absolutely. I am the spiritual head that God wanted me to be. And again, my message is to every man listening today. This is the role God called all of you to be. I truly believe that we were exempt from Satan's attacks as being Christians. I think we live in La La Land. This is a lie from hell. We are always going to be attacked by Satan. The closer you are, especially if you're stepping out and you're exposing Satan's plans, he's really going to attack. So I have to be on guard every second using the word of God.
Are you afraid of anything?
I'm not afraid of anything. I am definitely not afraid after what we went through this past year. We have the authority of Jesus' name and God's word. I can't be afraid. I have God on my side.
Last thought from your new book, Newton's Riddle.
I would really be honored by God. I'm humbled by God for people to read this book. That God allowed someone who is, according to the world's eyes, nobody, I'm not a Sid Roth, to write a book that will bring truth about present-day prophecy to light.
Listen, this is a now book for the most critical juncture in human history. Newton's Riddle, available for donation of $20. Shabbat broadcast, let me bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpacha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.